All right, we're adding this into the top. This is from the end because we're unorganized. Yeah. We're on tour now. Go get fucking tickets.
Go get your tickets. We're on tour coming to a city near you, hopefully. I believe we're still trying to finalize the LA date. So, yeah, we're on tour. We're on the road. I don't like to say tour. We're on the road.
Yeah, it's...
doing a couple shows, coming to shake some hands, hug some babies. The meet and greet tickets will be, we're upping Chris Brown on this one, $2,000 since it's two of us.
That's good.
$2,000 for the meet and greet. We're going to have baby shower chairs. We can sit in the chairs like we had a baby shower. Me and Rory will wear Burberry. We'll make it a great fucking...
But $2,000, yeah.
We're going to have a great time with this meet and greet thing.
I'm kind of a hoe. I'll do anything for $2,000.
That's so nasty.
Like, what you want for $2,000?
That's so nasty.
No worry, and mom.
Back on the set like I never left. I'm taking steps to be the best, so they lay me to rest. VVS up on my chest, it got them DVS. Ain't no tips on my tutor, I want them CSS. Because if I paid enough, them fuckers better.
Welcome to another episode of the new Rory and Maul podcast. I am Maul.
I'm Rory today. I identify as Rory.
You identify as Rory. How you feeling, man?
I feel great. I feel really good. Got my driveway paved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They mistaken.
That like, is that metaphor for, I don't want to.
Never
thought talking about. All
right. Oh, no, I was going to go racial right away. I was going to say when Eden came to the house, they mistaken him for an extra worker. So we were shorthanded, sir.
Eden was another hand.
Thanks.
Yeah. They handed me a shovel. It was kind of weird.
Why was it weird? You should be used to having shovels in your hand because you work at the Stumble Inn. I'm sure that you do a lot of manual labor.
Ah, yes.
No, come on. He has delicate hands. They put him with the strawberries and oranges.
Oh.
So yeah, so
this is bad.
Raspberry. So they're paving your driveway.
Yes.
Are you happy about that?
I am.
New driveway.
I can fit all the cars of the people that come here that don't actually come.
Mm-hmm.
And none of my hoes can drive.
Right.
Or have cars.
Well, that's a good thing. You don't want too many cars in your driveway. That's when the neighbors start complaining. They want you off the block. They have weekly meetings about you.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you friendly with your neighbors?
I am, very much so. Yeah. This is actually one of the few neighborhoods post-gentrification that feels like an actual neighborhood. Like, there was a bunch of kids playing in the driveway. That made me feel good. I haven't seen kids, like, go in someone else's yard or driveway in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay on this block because everyone knows each other. So that feels good.
It's the total opposite for me. I don't really speak to people in the building when I see them. I say hello, but, like, we don't really have conversation.
Really?
Like, me and, like, the guys at the front desk are cool. We have conversations a lot.
You have to be cool with them.
Absolutely.
They got to hold it down. Mm-hmm.
They got to hold it down.
They can't mix up names.
They can't let people up without calling you first.
Yo, the doorman is so underrated when you're a piece of shit.
Man, those are the frontline workers. Let me tell you, we need to start a union for them, like on the side of the union that they have already.
But I thought there was statute of limitations on it. It's so funny you bring up the door guy because my guy, Mark, I won't say the building. I ran into for the first time since I moved out of that building, which has been like 5 years maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of snitched. He was like, this guy amount he had coming in and out. I was like, Mark,
please.
We had the agreement. When I moved out, we still have that agreement.
Jesus Christ, Mark, what are you doing? You don't never, you never give up the intel. Never.
You know, he was drunk at a barbecue. I think that's why.
Okay.
It's all good. Yeah, so I don't really
Mark
speak
the
to
narc. I hate him so much.
I forgot that you could read my notes.
We don't really, I don't really speak to people in my building, like I said, other than, you know, doorman and a few of the tenants that I see often enough. Mm-hmm. Kind of develop a little rapport, but other than that, it's quiet.
Any hoes in your building?
I'm not sure if there's, I haven't seen, but my hours are weird. Like, I leave early and I don't get back until probably 2-3 in the morning sometimes. You know what I mean? So it's like
late nights for this guy.
Yes, there's something.
Not all the time, but most of the times I get in after everybody because the people in my building, everybody either has a job or travels.
But the hoes get in around 2-3 a.m. sometimes.
No, hoes? Let me tell you about these hoes. They stay. Wherever they at, they stay overnight now.
Well, you have a nice building, so I thought maybe you'd run into like hoes visiting.
Not really. I've seen a few in and out that I was like, oh, okay. Wonder if she lives here.
But, have you ever fucked somebody that lived in the same building as you?
Years ago, and I will never make that mistake again in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a bad one.
You never do that. You never, never do that.
That's almost as bad as like fucking a girl at your job.
That's almost as bad as, I don't know, anything bad you want to hear, bro. You never want to know. Do not do it, fellas. Do not do it. Don't do it.
Or do it.
No. I wouldn't even put that out.
Roll the dice.
No, you don't want to roll those dice. Put those dice in your... Matter of fact, throw those dice in the ocean.
what if it flipped on you, though? What if you saw her bringing in a new dude the following week? How would you feel? Because we think about like, oh, we're she's going to see us bring another chick and feel away. What if she got a new dude the next day?
I mean, that's fine. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't care about it. I'm just like, okay, cool. Now we know that we both, you know what I'm saying? It's like, listen, yeah, we hooked up, whatever it was, and but it's not no real ties here. We don't have to act like we go together, like we're serious. Like, it's like, okay, set the tone. I like when women set the tone.
And don't let Mark the Narc see it.
Oh, no.
Like, hey, Jesus. Pull you aside. Jamil.
Yeah.
They always let you know
my name wrong. Yeah. They see it. They see it how it is on my fucking, on my mail.
Yeah. Mal, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
Mal.
So yeah, man, that was it. I didn't do too much this week. Oh no, I'm lying. I went to the premiere for Point Guards, Boardroom Showtime presents NYC Point Guards documentary about the New York City point guard legends.
Mm-hmm.
So quite the red carpet. Yeah, no, it was a really nice event. Really nice event. The documentary is great. The documentary airs, I believe, tonight. If you're listening to this tonight on Showtime, NYC Point Guards. It was good to see a lot of the players that I watched growing up. A lot of my friends that were in the doc that played as well were there. So it was a good night of just talking shit and reminiscing and, you know, seeing a few legends. It was a dope event. We had a really good time.
Early on the bingo card, did you talk to Sean Carter?
No, I didn't see Hope. He wasn't there.
Oh, I don't know why I thought I saw.
No, that was at the Rock Nation offices.
Oh, they just watched it at the Rock Nation offices too?
No, they didn't watch it there. It was just a few players, I guess, in town. And
you know,
everybody wanted to stop by and say what's up to Hope if he's in town. So, and then Kev was here. Kevin Hart was in town this week. So, yeah, they just had a little, you know, everybody just stopped by the office and kicked it. But, yeah, it was a really good documentary, man. If you get a chance to watch it, check it out. I believe they should make this an episodic thing because there's so many stories that weren't talked about, so many players that weren't talked about, so many interviews that they could have had that, you know, didn't happen. Again, you can't get everybody in an hour and a half, but they did what they could. It's a really good piece. Shout out to Kev. Shout out to Rich Kleiman. Cootie and Chike.
They were involved?
Yeah, they were involved with this. Yeah, they did some work on this project as well. So it's a really good project. And it just shines the light on the position of the point guards coming out of New York City, which, you know, everybody know if you want a point guard, go to New York, you might find one.
I'm starting to see a pattern in the things that you take me as your plus one on and the things you don't take me on your plus one as.
Well,
dinners at Dumbo House. You let me get an appetizer and everything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But like for the shit I'd love to go to, plus one for Rory.
Well, this was a last minute thing, number one. And number two,
it's always
a
last minute.
It wasn't. You announced it like 4 days in advance.
No, but when I say last minute, meaning I didn't get my RSVP until like like Rich was basically like, damn, he was not lying. One thing about Rich, he was honest. That event, it was packed.
Oh,
was
I like, forget. And it was actual seats, right? So they had to account for everybody.
So it was like people standing like on the steps to get to the seats to watch it. It was just, you know, packed event because it was at a small theater in Midtown that they rented out. Then they had an after party at the lounge, like a lounge inside the theater as well. So we were there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, just you know, hors d'oeuvres.
Did you flick it up?
Only with like guys that I really know. I wasn't in there trying to take picks. Cool moment though. Mark Jackson is a fan.
Really?
And was happy. Yeah, man. He had some great words for me, man. I was like, I'm looking at Mark like, Mark, I grew up watching you, bro. This is...
Tell him to come on the pod.
Yeah, no, definitely. I like, this is like a surreal moment. I let him know that I have pictures from, I believe it was his birthday celebrity basketball game back like 80, maybe 87.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
88 maybe. I was a little kid. Mm. Went to the game. I think it was at St. John's.
Okay.
It was a celebrity basketball game. Mm. I have pictures of Mark Jackson, rest in peace, Heavy D.
Mm.
I think Slick Rick.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was like I will never forget that because that was the first time I can remember like being somewhere and seeing dudes that I saw on TV all the time.
Mm.
So it was like I brought that up to him. He was looking at me like I had took him back 30 years. Like Jesus. Like, so I'm gonna find those pictures. I'm gonna tag Mark Jackson on Instagram when I get those pictures. But yeah, New York City point guards.
Peach photoshopped me into the photo with Mark and Maul. But like as an adult and Maul a kid.
NYC point guards, man. Check it out on Showtime. Again, shout out to Rich Kleiman. Shout out to KD on a great job.
Can I since you brought up Kevin Hart. Can I tell you a really embarrassing story from this past weekend that involves Kevin Hart?
Yes, please do.
A very quick one. I somehow ended up at Tao, which I don't do.
Excuse me.
I was in the city already, so I was like, fuck it. And shout out to my man, Dell. He invited me. Get in there, and I guess Kev had just done, I think,
Barclays?
No, this was when he was in Jersey. I don't, might have been MetLife. Prudential mm-hmm. Center. So I walked in with Dell. We go over to like where Kev's area is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Kev is standing up like on the section, and we make eye contact, and he says hello. And when I say I fumbled the nonverbal what up, I did like the salute prayer hands. Gross. In the middle of nowhere. And I was like, I think I'm just going to go home. I think yeah. I did like a salute, like bow, bless. Pray. I'm like, what am I doing right
now?
Like,
well, it was.
I don't know what to do. The nonverbal. Like, well, I think I could say hello and dap you.
No, I think because
now my
you
hand to my chest is not so funny, is it?
Yeah, I guess that's true. See?
Well, no, I think it was because you was at Tao. You seen a big statue of the Buddha. So I think you didn't know if you were a monk for a second. You didn't know if you were Catholic. Yes. You had lost all sense
of
religion.
I was looking for Mecca. I couldn't even find which direction it was.
Yeah, you
the halal part was outside.
Yeah,
I didn't
all
know.
Over the place. If Kevin had you flustered, it's okay.
Kev did not have me flustered. I just didn't know what to do. I'm not good at club loud situations.
Yeah. And you're socially awkward as is.
For sure.
So you just don't. Across the room is asking you to do a lot. Like, and acknowledging somebody across the room is asking you to really, really.
And that's with a man. When it comes to women in those situations, I never know the proper hug. I don't know if I should start a conversation. I'm like right in your ear.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to do in the club.
It's nasty. It's nasty. But shout out to Kev. He was in New York all week. Shows in Jersey, MSG, Barclays,
mm-hmm. Chris Rock,
Dave Chappelle came out, I think, at the Garden. And Kev bought Chris Rock a goat.
Yeah.
Pet goat.
I liked it.
Named it. I think they named it Will Smith. If I'm not.
I did see that. That's... And I did laugh.
Yeah. The conversation between Chris Rock and Will Smith is going to break the internet.
Hell yeah.
Because they will sit down and talk about it.
You think so?
Absolutely.
How long will it be until then, though?
It might be a while. But I don't think Chris Rock is a... I don't think he's at a point where he's like, I will never speak to that motherfucker again.
I don't think
Chris Rock has that in him. I think Chris Rock is a very mild-mannered, soft-spoken guy. I don't think that he'll ever, you know, forget that. I don't think anybody can, but I think that,
I won't forget it.
Yeah, but I think that they'll sit down and talk about it. And then in a weird way, when you're a comedian, a comedic actor like Chris Rock, legendary Chris Rock, I think it's almost like you got to kind of like, you know, hash those type of situations out and move forward. Because comedians can't have beef. Are comedians allowed to have beef? Like long-lasting, like lifelong beef?
I think to this day, Mike Epps and Kevin Hart still have, I wouldn't call it beef, but I feel like Mike Epps always throws shots at Kev.
Yeah. See, and that's why I think Chris Rock and Will's situation is different. I don't think they ever really, well, Chris Rock has said some things about Will Smith before. But I don't think it was nothing that was like, you know, we can't get over that.
Well, I don't know. Smacking the shit out of me at the Oscars. I might be on my list of, I think I'm good on Will.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that they will sit down and have a conversation about that at some point. And
Carlos Mencia and Joe Rogan.
Oh, boy.
Forever beef. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
that would be interesting to watch, too.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
No. I don't think so either.
I would.
Chris
like
Rock and Will Smith, though, I do think will happen. But either way, shout out to Kev for a sold out week in New York City and in New Jersey.
Also, this week I found myself on YouTube. Have you ever seen the Dad Reacts to Hip Hop Song for the first time?
I've seen a few of those videos where people react. I don't know if I've seen this particular one you're talking about.
I mean, there's like ones where it's like a metal rock band reviews a Nas album or something. They mm-hmm. just try to do that. So with the dads, this is like a whole thing. I somehow, with my algorithms, it said Dad Reacts to Tupac Hit Him Up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the edge of my fucking seat.
Mm-hmm.
Tupac says, "That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker." And the dad goes, "Ooh, great bass line there."
He had a point.
And then my favorite part was after Pac says, "Big used to sleep on my couch," he goes, "They were friends?"
Yeah. It's like somebody so like appalled and surprised at the history of these gentlemen after all of these years. Like, okay, these guys have been, what, they died 25 years ago?
And then the final one that really took me out, if you will, in internet slang, when Pac said, "Fuck Bad Boy" as a record label staff and as a whole crew or whatever, said, he means business. Yes.
He did. He did, Dad. Pac meant.
Yes, this was the business one.
Oh, this is the perfect dad to have. You know, he's never heard a Tupac record. He's never heard a big record.
Ever.
This is like the perfect dad to do this with. I got to check this out.
They are funny. I used to wonder to myself, like, why do people watch these reaction videos? Like, who gives a fuck? There's something addicting about them.
100%.
Well, it's something, weird. It's something addicting about watching somebody experience something for the first time that has been a part of your life and culture forever. And it's just funny because it's like what you see him really taking it all in for the first time. Like, pause, Dad. That was crazy.
Hey, fucking but, yo.
That was crazy. Yeah, that was wild. I'm sorry. Listeners, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Dad would have been beside himself if he's reviewing his episode.
I shouldn't subject our listeners to such crazy blasphemous talk.
If any dads want to review the new Rory and Maul podcast, I'll send you the exact episodes.
But something about...
To do a reaction video to.
What I don't like about these...
I would love for my dad to do one.
I want your dad to watch the one where you were talking about butterfly doors.
Don't want my dad to do it. He was like, you were supposed to get on all fours and let her do it. Like, my dad is like that type of dad. Yeah, my dad is... No. Y'all don't understand. Y'all think he's crazy. Like, my pops
really
crazy. Like,
yeah.
He's one of those type of... He don't have an old filter... He says what he wants, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. Old school dads.
Yeah, dad shit. real old school dad shit.
But this with these dad reviews, I think it's cool and, like, progressive with all these, like, old liberal hippie dads. Like, I like rap now. Ooh, I get the poetry here. Mm-hmm.
The poetry.
Like, no, that's... Most of theirs are like, oh, that's such a deep poem. Is that a sonnet? Like, they get very, very liberally, you know, the new wave dads. Mm-hmm. I do miss the old parents. Like, if I would... play Tupac Hit 'Em Up for my mom, and it started with, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. My mom would yell at me. My father would be like, what the fuck are you listening to? I'm like, well, hey, you just cursed too, mom.
Which is what happened, like, because that would be perfect for me, because, like, my mom, she, you know, obviously knows Snoop, Pac, Big, but I remember her telling me, turn that shit off.
Oh, I told the story then. When my mother broke my Country Grammar CD in half.
Oh, Country Grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Nelly
was going
album.
Crazy on Country Grammar like that.
I told that story on here. The first record is you can find me and say the way some get high, some just smoking fuck all day. And I had that mad loud.
Oh,
and
smoking fuck all day. Yeah.
But mind you, it was my first time. Like, I didn't get to track 3.
Right.
I didn't even get to the single. Like,
yeah, mom, it got better. It wasn't as harsh. Like, Nelly's Country Grammar wasn't as hard. He had some records on there, though, that if you go back and listen, like, yes, Nelly was talking his shit.
Mom, you'll love Ride With Me.
Absolutely. Hey. That's, see, those are the records that the parents love. And like, oh, this is the same artist?
Yeah.
Yes, mom. He has another side of him that, you know.
I remember another record that got me in a lot of trouble was Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Wow.
It's like stupid records that got me in trouble.
How do you get in trouble by listening to Shaggy?
Like,
they play Shaggy on cruise ships. Like, are you kidding?
It was never my Bone Thugs CD. Like, it was, I think it was the banging on the bathroom floor that my mom was like, I don't want you to listen to this.
You know what it is? That's what it is. I keep forgetting the age difference between us. When that record came out.
I was fucking 10.
Yeah.
And he was like 30.
I get it. I wasn't.
How old is Mark Jackson? Never mind.
Mark Jackson? Mark is probably like 50, at least.
Just trying to compare ages.
Let's see. Mark Jackson is a solid 57 years old.
Oh, 57?
Oh, yeah. He's young.
Yeah, 57, see?
I was just trying to call you old, that's all.
It's okay. I appreciate it. Appreciate being
called
old.
That you was watching his high school games.
It wasn't high. I've never seen Mark Jackson play a high school game. I've seen video, but
it was St. John's Prep. It wasn't St. John's.
No. He was at St. John's already. He might have been a rookie. That he might have been already playing with the Knicks, and the game was just at St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, but I'm gonna find those pictures.
Well, yes, please watch all those dad reacts to, because they're so full of shit on all of them. They're
I'll
just
definitely check them out. I love watching little funny, stupid shit like that. Falling down a rabbit hole on YouTube.
So, are y'all really Beehive fans, or did y'all listen to the leak?
Beehive. Okay, for everybody that's living under the rock, the Beyonce album leaked this week. Mm-hmm. There were pictures surfacing of, I believe, physical copies in Paris.
Yes.
So, obviously, the music made its way to everyone's email, phone, social media, wherever you open your phone. The B album was somewhere available. A link was floating around everywhere.
Do you think this will affect the first week sales?
Absolutely not.
This won't. Is the rollout ruined?
No, this will not affect anything Beyonce. But to Damaris's question, no, I didn't listen to it.
But by now,
I've heard. Yeah, it's
out by now. Yeah. I've heard
some of the music here. Rory played some of the album here.
I listened to the
sounds
leak.
Good.
It wasn't a leak.
I also listened to the leak.
If the album was physically out in Paris, it wasn't a leak.
We just looked at my 23andMe. I'm 2% Eastern European. It was out in Eastern Europe. I felt I was okay to listen to it.
Absolutely.
You can talk all that rah-rah. You're kicked out of the Beehive.
You can only listen to 3% of it, though.
Member.
Why am I a disloyal member?
And then
I didn't share it with anyone. I just quietly in my house listened to it.
How did it end up in my email?
That was for pod related things. I didn't share it with anyone else.
He didn't say download this and then don't.
He said, "Oh, look what happened," and then that's it. You made a choice.
I didn't listen to it. You did though, Eden.
Oh, I didn't see.
Eden played enough to stumble in last night during his set.
They don't know about that.
You hit him with the exclusive.
No, I wish.
So I didn't listen to the album. So yes, I was loyal to the family.
No, you just had something to do.
I didn't. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, you're probably too high.
I would have definitely listened to it. But it sounds good. Rory played a few tracks off of the album. It sounds really good. We obviously know that she's into that, the dance bag. I don't want to offend anybody, but that bop,
What bop?
The gay bop.
The dance bop.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, there's definitely some deep gay bops on here.
Is gay bop weird?
Some deep gay house.
No, like I don't. I like.
Is good.
I think
it sounds great.
I'm a fan of music. If it's good music, I don't care what genre or what it is. I listen to it.
I'm gonna be voguing with Damaris one of these days, and Mal too, if you want.
No, I won't be voguing. Okay. I'm sorry.
You might get a vogue out of me. Yeah. Pure honey.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't do it.
And I might sing along to Cunty Hunty.
Are you allowed to say that word?
Cunty.
Cunty.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying it to a woman.
I mean,
it's not a racial slur. You can say cunt.
I don't know. Wasn't they trying to kill Rocky for saying that shit on the song? And I kind of like the fact that he brought the word back. I don't know.
Well, I guess it's offensive. Listen, man. No, if I was calling a woman a cunt, I guess that would be offensive.
Listen, you're 97% Irish, 3% Jewish, bro. You have the cheat code, man. You can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. They can't cancel you. They can't get rid of you. They can't throw you out of the culture. It is what it is.
Well, I guess we can give like a proper review once everyone listens to it. But I will say it's definitely a different dance vibe than Drake's album. Mm-hmm. It's a little warmer.
Beyonce, which is why I was, I was surprised that Drake did an album like that, because we don't really get that from rappers.
Drake is
obviously more than just a rapper, but we don't get that type of vibe from rappers, quote unquote.
Drake's is definitely much more, I feel, UK influenced, internationally influenced than Beyonce's is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a drastically different dance albums, in my opinion. And Beyonce's is much warmer. There's more soul to it. And that's not a shot at Drake. He wasn't making a soul dance album. I've really fucking enjoyed it. I want to do like a proper review with y'all on Tuesday.
And we will. We'll listen to it over the weekend. So since you heard it fully, what do you recommend? You recommend I turn it on and start cleaning the house?
Yes, definitely. Cleaning the house vibes. Okay. Definitely in the car.
So when I'm going uptown to get a shape up, I shouldn't be banging this, is what you're saying?
I mean, they might jam to it.
It's funny.
Uptown.
I was talking to a woman.
My barbershop is in Harlem.
Oh, no.
So no?
No.
Could bang this in Harlem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's Beyonce.
But on like the west side by the new apartments.
Yeah, see?
Oh, okay. Not old Harlem.
Yeah, not old Harlem.
Not old Harlem.
New Harlem.
In the 30s on the west side.
All right, I got you. I'm definitely going to check it out. Excuse me. It's funny because I don't really have Beyonce music in my library.
What's funny to your point there, I was talking with another woman that must get kicked out of the Beehive because she listened to the leak. And she said, I feel like this is for the guys. It's not for the girls.
This
dance album. She was like, this isn't.
I forgot this act.
Yeah, she meant for the gays. And she misspelled. She put the A where the U goes, maybe.
You know what? That could have been it. And I really was like, what an interesting point that this is for the guys.
She texted you that, or did she say it?
She texted to me.
Oh, yeah. She meant to say gays.
She meant, damn, it just
that fast. Look how.
See how progressive I am?
Exactly.
I
didn't even
think about that.
Exactly. Ran straight to it.
Right.
Definitely going to check it out. I don't think this affects Beyonce. Beyonce is going to do whatever Beyonce wants to do. Her fan base, her Beehive is going to support. And I did like the few records that you played.
I think the album is phenomenal.
Are we fucked up?
It doesn't count as a review because we're going to do a full one. But
are we fucked up for listening to the leaks?
No, I'm not fucked up. I think that everybody that's a Beyonce fan probably listen to it, but we'll support it when it drops.
Yeah, I was on Twitter and I follow some of the Beehive fan pages, and I'm a part of the Beehive, so even if I'm not following them, it comes up in my Twitter news feed under the Beyonce topic, and they posted a link for you to report people sharing it under the IRIAA. They were you can report people here. You can give their Twitter handle or their alias or whatever, and where they shared the link at and everything. I said, Beyonce fans are fucking crazy. Y'all are reporting people.
Damaris said y'all are fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I did not say y'all
Damaris
are fucking
crazy. Said that.
I think you guys Damaris are dedicated to an icon.
I've just never. Yes. I've never
dedicated
seen that
to a legend
before.
And seeing her
I've
progress
never
and shine. But yeah, I will check out the Beyonce album this weekend. So yeah, said to listen to it while I clean the house. That's exactly what I'm gonna do.
This is another debate I had with a woman that we can table after you guys listen. Who's had a better second half of their career, Michael Jackson or Beyonce?
Ooh,
Beyonce.
Nah, I'm gonna say Mike.
I thought second it was Beyonce half? By a landslide, and she got really offended.
I don't know if I'd get
because Michael stans are just as crazy as myself.
So
who's in the Beehive.
Where do you start the second half of Mike's career?
That's why I kind of want to table this, because we were having it offhand without doing proper research.
Off the cuff. But if we're just looking at it,
where is the second half?
Then we're trying to figure out how old Michael was when Beyonce's age now. We were trying to find ways to do it properly.
Yeah, we would have to sit down and really.
I take my answer back. We're going to have to investigate that a little further.
Interesting question, though.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we could throw Prince in there too if we want to go crazy. But
that'd be crazy.
Just to piss everyone off.
Yeah.
But yeah. Let's
do that. I think I have my answer already, but let's wait.
And
let's
listeners, wait, let us know what you think in the comments. Speaking of Beyonce's new album that leaked, apparently Khalees heard it along with the fans, and she is claiming that her song Energy was sampled without her permission and says Beyonce has no soul. And that she was not contacted about this at all.
This is Khalees's business page, Bounty in Full.
Yes.
It says, my mind is blown too because the level of disrespect and utter ignorance of all three parties involved is astounding. I heard about this the same way everyone else did. Nothing is ever as it seems. Some of the people in this business have no soul or integrity, and they have everyone fooled.
Well, first of all, it's not Beyonce's responsibility to clear all her samples.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm sure she just assumes that the publishing company or mm-hmm. label will be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, and I'm not going to make any assumptions of what Khalees's contract is or anything, but there has been plenty of cases where if you don't own any of your publishing, they're not even going to contact you to clear a sample because it's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's your voice and your music, they own it. So if they want to clear the sample or not, they'll do it and they don't need to contact you. So
what song is she referring to?
It's called Energy.
Yeah. Okay. Off the Renaissance.
And I don't know if that's the case with Khalees. I want to make that very clear. I'm just saying there are instances if you sell your publishing, depending what's in that contract,
yeah,
they'll reach out to the publishing company and the publishing company will decide if they want to clear it or not. And they're not even going to contact you. So maybe her publishing company in a scenario cleared it and didn't have to contact her. I'm saying there's a world that exists. I don't know her contract, nor am I implying that is the case, but that's happened before.
I just love the fact that they prefaced?
Preface. Yeah, I guess so.
It says, the singer turned chef went in on her keyboard, sharing a piece of her mind with no crumbs left behind.
Yo.
I hate copywriters so much.
Who wrote that?
The New
Julian?
York Post.
Who wrote that?
Taylor Knight.
Yeah,
the New York Post.
And just to clarify, the Energy song is Beyonce's song, and it samples Khalees's 2000 track, Get Along With You.
Here's my thing too, though. Because we don't know Khalees's contract, let's not even talk about it.
Yeah.
Do we think there's a world, and does Khalees think there's a world where Beyonce told everyone, hey, don't tell Khalees? Do we think Beyonce wouldn't have the funds to cover whatever that sample clearance fee would be or whatever back end they need?
I think as an artist that Khalees knows how these things go sometimes. So I think that does this seem to be a thing where I think every year more and more I see more and more women that I feel have an issue with Beyonce than I thought.
Yeah, it, because that's, and I'm not saying again that cliches, it's very clickbaity, because you know the internet is going to attack you if you say something bad about Beyonce, and some people take advantage of that. They don't mind being the villain, and they know it's going to get a shit ton of traction because the Beehive will fucking attack you. So yeah, I think people use that to their advantage. That's an internet tactic. I believe trolling would fall under that category.
As you said, Rory, Khalees, I don't believe that, you know, Beyonce meant to, you know, sample your record and not, you know, like you said, the publishing company may have already taken care of it, which I'm sure they did. This is Beyonce. This is the top of the top. It doesn't get any bigger than Beyonce. All of her music and samples, everything was clear. People were paid that was supposed to be paid. If you didn't know about it, I mean, maybe you don't own that record. Or does she want Beyonce to, like, reach out to her personally and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be using a sample from your song on this. It was already cleared. It was a, is that what she was looking for?
Apparently, she has a writing credit.
She has writing credit?
Khalees? Yeah, I mean, then that means she was credited and it was paid because when you sample someone, they get writing credit.
Yeah.
Again, if she's credited as a writer, then everything that was supposed to be paid is is paid.
Sounds about right.
Maybe she just didn't get that email, or people didn't tell her about it. I don't know.
If she's credited as a writer, then the sample was cleared.
Or she just want people to know that Beyonce ain't shit. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she feels like, let me just put that out there. I don't know. This sounds like R&B beef.
I guess
part of.
Yuck.
Ew. I just realized.
What?
Nas and Jay-Z, Beyonce, Khalees. I'm starting to put the pieces together. Because every single time Nas tries to put something out, Jay-Z or Beyonce ruins it. So Khalees is like, not on my watch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to fuck up your release, pal.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think she's...
Khalees does not fuck with her baby pal.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think Khalees is trying to hold that. Nas down in any type of fashion right now.
I listen to Bye Baby. They sounded like they were in great, great standing.
Okay.
Speaking of listening to music in the car, what are some of your favorite car albums?
Some of my favorite car albums, I like Dom Kennedy, Get Home Safely.
I feel like all Dom is great for the car.
Yeah, I like Wiz Khalifa, Cushion Orange Juice.
It's great. Especially if you smoke in the car.
Yeah, I like Puff, No Way Out.
You have to have great speakers, though, for Puff, No Way Out.
Reasonable Doubt.
Of course.
Trying to think of some R&B. 112.
Okay, not mad at it.
Who else? I don't know. It depends, man. It depends on, like, if I'm actually driving or if I'm like, I like road trips. I think when you're on a road trip, that's the best time to listen to music. Not like when you're in the city and you're just trying to get across town and like when you're on a road trip and, you know, the scenery and, you know, bridges and rivers, lakes, whatever.
That you're used to?
Yeah. You can kind of, you find yourself TLC listening. Because there's a way to listen to music. Like sometimes you can't really just be trying to lock in on it. It has to just, you just have to be able to hear it.
He's been talking to Jermaine Dupri.
No, seriously. You have to be able to, that's how I find, like, the most times I listen to like albums and stuff, that's why I said cleaning the house. Because yes, I'm listening to the music, but I'm doing stuff that has my mind occupied, but I can still hear it. And then you hear certain songs, you're like, damn, what's that? Like, and you'll go look at the name of the track.
That was me yesterday.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how you, to me, that's how I take music in. I can't sit down and just be like, okay, sit here and
that's weird.
Turn the music on and just, I can't do that. I got to be doing shit, you know, and I can hear it in the background.
That's why I think that there's a difference between driving albums and, well, for me personally, driving albums and cleaning music. Because cleaning music, I don't need to know the lyrics to, right? Like, cleaning and cooking music is just kind of in the background, setting the vibe. Driving, when I'm driving, I prefer to know almost every lyric to the song because, like, I'm, like, in my zone driving, singing. So
it's a good point.
Yeah, during driving, I tend to put on a lot of albums that I know. Like, I'll put on, like, the Best of Jasmine Sullivan Apple Essentials playlist, right? Or, like, Adele 21, like albums like that where I know every single lyric and I'm like zoned out, like driving.
Yeah, I think you can, I think you ride to music or drive to music when you're already familiar with the music.
Because when I'm thinking car albums, I feel like more rap albums do come to mind. Because I I think Damaris just explained it well. I like more wordy shit when mm-hmm. I'm in the car. Like, I'd put Diplomatic Immunity really high on my car album list. Teflon mm-hmm. Don would be there. Views is actually a great fucking driving album.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree.
Lox, We Are the Streets. But R&B, I have N.E.R.D. In Search Of. I wouldn't say it's an R&B album, but more towards that. Ryan Leslie's self-titled album kind of has a bop to drive. Yeah.
Shout out to Ryan. What's up with Ryan Leslie, man?
He's put shit out, and it's still good. It's just, I don't know.
Ryan Leslie was he was one of my favorite artists, producers, writers. And I think he's a super underrated talent.
You know what I think happened with Ryan Leslie, which is always like a catch-22, can't win for losing. His sound became the sound for the moment, and mm-hmm. sounds continue to move.
Mm-hmm.
But that was his sound.
Yeah.
So it kind of left him behind because his sound became so popular. And like every other sound, it goes in cycles. We moved on to something else. And Ryan was like, well, no, I still make music this way.
Yeah.
So his solo career kind of got faded out by him producing and being on so many hooks, and so many producers at that time just trying to do the Ryan Leslie electronic sound. Like, that was when people couldn't like afford to do samples anymore. So it was like, well, let's get Ryan in here because everything's going to be from scratch.
Yeah. He's a child prodigy. He's a genius, super, super intelligent. He's always ahead of the curve as far as things that are happening with technology and music, and, you know, as far as software and things. You know, he's had a lot of interesting ways he releases his music. A lot of his visuals are super dope. He has a lot. You can tell he has taste. He has class. Like, he's very particular about how he puts his art out.
What do you think was really on that laptop?
On Ryan's laptop?
For those that don't remember, Ryan Leslie had his laptop stolen and offered $1 million to get it back.
Yeah.
Claiming that he had albums and music on there, which I'm sure was very much true.
Absolutely.
But what else was on there?
It was some sex tapes on there. Let's just be honest. Like,
giving me Hillary's emails vibes.
It was some sex tapes on there that Ryan didn't want to get out there, and you know, unfortunately that's what happens when you lose these devices. It's like, fuck, I'll never get that back.
Did Ryan Leslie invent the iCloud?
He probably inspired it, for sure.
He talked to Steve.
Yeah, he definitely was in the meeting. He was in the meeting. But yeah, shout out to Ryan Leslie, man. Just thought about him.
According to the source, somebody actually returned it. Someone returned the laptop, but they didn't actually get the reward.
Oh, damn.
So wait, he got the laptop back, but they didn't...
Oh, he refused to pay the reward because the computer was corrupted. The files were corrupted.
Okay, well,
I mean, that makes sense. That.
Yeah. I didn't get back what I really wanted, so it's like, why am I paying?
Yeah, but then you have to look at the verbiage of what your wanted posters said.
Yeah, but the thief didn't sign a contract that said, he just brought it back, and it's like, oh, the files are corrupted? Nah, you can't get this money.
That's kind of like when your girl says, just tell me the truth, it'll be fine.
Oh, but then you tell her the truth, and it's never fine after that. Y'all break up.
So that shit went to court.
Family hate you.
Just give me the laptop back. I'll give you the money.
It went to court, and then Ryan Leslie actually had to pay $180,000.
He gave the guy
$180,000? Yeah.
Oh, that's honorable.
Yeah.
The court made him.
Oh, wait. So the guy that brought him the laptop back took him to court?
Yeah.
I would too.
Wait, what?
I brought back the laptop. You didn't give me a milli.
But wait, was he the one that stole it, though? Yeah, like if you stole it, what the fuck?
I mean,
like,
he found it. He came across it.
He could have found it.
Yeah, you know?
I know. Found it. Hey, this must be Ryan's. Get the fuck out of here.
This is Ryan in big letters. Very clumsy.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
Maybe the thief misplaced it, and then this good Samaritan found it and was like, this MacBook looks like Ryan's.
Shout out to Ryan Leslie, man. Wherever you at, peace, man. Big fan, always will be. Hope to hear some new music soon.
You know who's really annoying? The person on road trips that doesn't shut the fuck up when you want to listen to music.
Oh, Damaris. My God.
Like, you see, we're all listening to music. Why are you talking to me? Damaris. And then you turn down the music for a second, and they just ask a stupid question, and it's like, we just turn the music down for that.
God forbid they get on the fucking phone. Somebody who's on the phone during the road trip?
That's wild.
It's a
2-minute clock. If you're on the phone, it's a 2-minute clock. Yeah. Unless it's like something, you know.
A work call.
Unfortunately. Yeah, work or something, unfortunately. Happen, you know, but if it's like you just sound like you just kicking it, yo, fam, hang that up.
How many attempts does the driver get out of respect because it is their car? How many records until it's like, come on, fam,
two.
But the driver usually doesn't even. I think you kind of like relinquish that the playlist to whoever's in the car as a driver.
I would take the
request. You're focused on like Waze and
but sometimes like I'll have a playlist that I know I put on because I'm driving and I don't want to be distracted, so it'll just run.
Right.
Oh, like, I'll put
drivers.
That on.
Rory's one of those drivers. Listen, the windows are locked. The air is at 72. We're going to keep this car at 72 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Windows locked.
Seatbelts on.
Seatbelts on.
You guys are describing things that are
legal?
Yeah. Oh. Like what you should do in cars.
Nah, man. Yeah.
I need the window degrees. Down there in the
if
road.
If I'm driving and I see somebody in the back seat with their seatbelt on, I'm like, oh, fam, listen.
I'm not a councilwoman from Jersey City. So.
Wow.
To local news? Wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was definitely.
We're going to hit the
councilwoman break. just hit someone with a
bike. Let's hit the brakes there. Or don't, you know.
Hit the brakes. You should hit the brakes after the show is over and get out. That's what you should do.
Pack his shit. Like, I don't understand why he's still here.
Where we at?
But yes, I give the driver at least 3 attempts. But if you're not the driver, you get maybe 2. If you start with some music? Bullshit, I'm like, pass
one.
That
up. Yeah.
But see, I'm the opposite. If I'm driving and it's a road trip, y'all going to get this Best of Janet Jackson playlist, and you better sit in the back.
We know. You have to play to the crowd.
No,
hey, you selfish fuck.
All right, well, just let me out. I'll Uber from here. Like, I'm not listening to Janet.
There's a code of honor in the car that you have to play to the crowd.
Yeah, like
you can take some risks and do some shit. Like, maybe
you can throw a couple Janet joints in there, but we not about to bang Janet Jackson
the whole drive.
Well, we're not doing
that. At least for an hour, just in one album.
I'll play 1 hour of one artist.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Y'all gotta go.
Nah, we not
go to sleep. Get your Cheeto puffs.
No. You don't have to drive. You can go sit in the back seat and put your headphones in. Like, you ain't got to. I hate that.
Look at Damaris's car ride. Cheeto puffs, Gatorade, and Janet Jackson
with the windows open.
Is it an apocalypse? Where is she going?
She on a Freaknik.
Cheetos, Gatorade, and what? And gum.
You need the gum for after the cheese puffs.
Oh, man. That's a nasty-ass snack. Gatorade, Cheetos.
What flavor Gatorade?
You said what?
What flavor?
You know Damaris want red.
Question. Yeah.
First of all, I was talking about y'all. That's not. Those aren't my snacks that I go to for the road trip.
What's your go-to snack?
Yeah.
For the road trip?
Yeah.
Okay, the Cheetos, yes.
So you just
Red
said-
Bull. After, or else I'm gonna go to sleep.
Right. I'm white. I love. I only buy combos when it's.
He wants a White Claw and something else. I know what
White Claw.
A White Claw on a road trip is fucking sick.
Rory definitely cracked open a few White Claws and hit the road
and called it a road soda.
A road spritz. Rory, you definitely stop and make spritzes for everybody on a road trip.
I definitely almost punched my cousin when he said, "Hey, let's grab a couple road sodas." I was like, "Just say you want to drink and drive."
Yeah, that's all. Just go get
you want to drink and drive. It's funny.
We're in the privacy of my home. There's no cops here. But Julian did a great job on the
playlist.
The playlist.
Yeah, that was good.
Picnic.
Yeah.
But I saw
I was asleep the whole way. I don't even know.
I saw his face a few times. The insecurity that we all have of like, are they feeling this?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Too many people.
Are they feeling this?
Yeah, because you don't know if you're really killing it because too many people keep falling asleep. Yeah, so it's like, all right, I'm putting everybody to sleep. But the road trip. Actually, we should make that a segment. We got to talk about road trip etiquette.
Speaking of albums that are great in the car,
mm-hmm.
Joey Badass new album.
Yeah.
Great car album.
Mm-hmm.
And I give a lot of that credit to Static Selector.
Shout out to Static, man.
I feel like, of course, with that type of music, they're not going to be put in like the Take Heath Mustard conversations when we talk about producers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get into the world of like the Alchemists and that, I don't understand why Static's name is not number one or 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
Static, I think, is especially in that genre of hip hop. Probably the best producer.
Over Al?
Al's an alien. We don't count Al.
Al's an alien.
But I'm just saying in that world,
yeah,
where Al would be God,
mm-hmm.
I think Static is right there. And I think in that world, drums have been taken away so much.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Static has some of my favorite drums, period, with producers, he needs to be brought up more. And he needs to work with more people, I feel like.
Yeah.
I think Static, just because of who he is, I won't say he's introverted, but you know, he only fucks with people that he fucks with. He's from that school.
Yeah, but I like that though. I think as a producer, you should work with artists that you see if you can enhance, or if you know it'll be a cohesive situation where it's like, okay, I can just bring what I bring to this artist, and we can make a lot of dope things happen. Just because you can produce, I don't think you just spread your art and share it with any and everybody.
But I also feel though, like when Static works with quote unquote more popular artists on their albums, he always has the standout record.
Mm-hmm.
And like, of course he's worked with Nas on plenty of shit. But like when that Lost Tapes 2 shit came out, Static had by far the best song and beat on there. Mm-hmm. Anytime he fucks with Chains, he has the standout with anything. Anytime he used to fuck with G-Unit, he'd have the standout shit. Like Static always sounds different than everyone else. And it's the shit on the album that you like kind of perk your ear up. Like, wait, they about to rap on this? Mm-hmm. I just don't think Static gets the credit that he deserves. That's all. I just want to give Static Selecta his flowers. I still don't know how to spell your name right. And I'm never going to try to figure out. I think it's spelt wrong in my phone. Mm-hmm. But shout out to Static and the Joey Badass Project. I fuck with Joey. This album definitely has replay value. Only critique on it. Since he was gone for so long, I kind of wanted him to say more. Mm-hmm. Like the flows are great. Of course, it's Joey Badass. He's rapping. But as far as content, there is some, don't get me wrong. But I think there could have been more just because he was gone for so long. I felt like a lot probably happened to him that I wanted to update on, mm-hmm. which I don't know if it's selfish, but.
And then his career kind of pivoted and he's gotten heavy into acting.
Yeah.
In film, you know, so.
Yeah, I just think there could have been more content on it. It's such a perfect produced album and put together album that I just feel like some content could have been put in there and some of the less braggadocious shit. Though I do like when he talks his shit because he makes the type of hip hop I like and he's mm-hmm. richer than most of your favorite rappers. Mm-hmm. I like when he talks his shit, but I don't know. Maybe it's more of a balance of it.
He's got some interesting features. Diddy, Westside Gunn, Larry June, Chris Brown, J.I.D.
Chris Brown and Capella.
Chris Brown and Capella Gray.
Mm-hmm. Larry June, what's that going to do? Yep.
Yeah. Shout out to Joey Badass, 2000 available on your DSPs now. I like the project. It sounds really good. Static, is that Static executive produced it?
I would imagine. I mean, I know him and Joey kind of hand in hand with every project.
It sounds really good. Joey Badass is one of those artists, again, that, you know, he creates a certain, but he's kind of like, I put him in the class with the other vibe setters that I like with Dom Kennedy, Currency, Wiz, Rocky. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of put them in the same, I would put them in the same playlist for, if I'm just trying to set a cool vibe somewhere, like, Joey Badass is one of the rappers that I listen to.
And don't complain about New York hip hop and then not support Joey Badass, though.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely support
you,
Joey.
All you real hip hoppers in New York that say we've lost our way.
Yeah.
Go stream the Joey Badass out.
Good project. Joey Badass 2000 available now.
Did you tune into Barack Obama's playlist? Or are you more on the Trump playlist of the good old boys?
Wow. I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to get in touch with.
Take it.
Yeah,
you know that's on Trump's.
Nah, we got to clean up Trump's playlist. That can't be on there. We can't have that.
That's definitely on
to
there.
To be in America.
Yeah, we got
Bruce Springsteen.
I think y'all will be surprised.
Definitely some
shit
Bruce on there
that Trump will probably be listening to.
Drake.
He's definitely listening to Drake.
He's definitely listening to
1,000%. Yeah. Sticky is going crazy in the Trump household right now.
He knows how sticky to get.
His face looks sticky. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bow.
It's like that when you first peel an orange, that
wow.
dude that's on there. That's definitely the Trump juice.
Somebody said his face looks like the bottom of the Tupperware that you left spaghetti in.
Yeah, definitely. Residue.
People are so mean. Why do y'all say that about
Trumpito?
Yeah, Trumpty Dumpty.
Trumpty Dumpty.
This Barack Obama summer playlist is full of shit. I'll
say. Wow. First of all, there's two pages.
They do it all the time.
This is just something. This is kind of like, this is the new version of rap caviar.
Wait, you don't think that Obama makes this?
I don't at all. I don't.
Why?
I think that he lent his name to this and somebody somewhere is like, okay, we're going to use the Barack Obama playlist to put artists on there that we like, you know, get some songs on there that we want to push. But I don't
think. Wait, are you saying Obama took payola?
Yeah.
From the label?
Absolutely. If you're telling me that Barack Obama is listening to Split Whole Time by Lil Yachty,
he has two daughters that are of the age of Yachty, and I'm sure
he has a dog, he has some goldfish. I know that. I know all of those things. What I'm saying is,
what's the name of his dogs and goldfish?
I don't, probably Lil Yachty. If you ask Barack Obama is not listening to Lil Yachty. And I love Yachty. He's not listening to
them. You don't think he's listening to Ojitos Linda?
He's not listening to Bad Bunny.
Wow.
He's not listening to, like, come on, man.
Shout out to Fonte and Nicolay. Foreign Exchange made it.
And then look what they try to do. They throw in
not
Aretha.
Not last.
They throw Aretha in there. They throw Aretha in there.
But you got to.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening to Aretha Franklin.
You're underestimating
the great,
his power.
The legendary, rest in peace, Aretha Franklin.
So you don't think Hov makes his playlist?
It didn't.
But it's different. Hov is a musician. He's an artist. Like, that is different.
A president can't make a playlist?
I'm not saying he can't. This ain't his playlist. This ain't what Bo is knocking in the crib. I'm letting you know that.
He's not listening to Vince Staples?
No, man. He's not.
He's not listening to Too Good by Drake.
He's listening to Otis Redding, I've Been Loving You, for sure.
I would love to just see, because you know they have to do like a staff meeting about what's appropriate to put on here.
Yeah.
And they have to debate.
Absolutely.
Like, I just want to see the one person at the end of the Obama team table of like, I heard he's an alleged member of the Crips.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you just,
maybe that wouldn't be a safe one, Mr. Former President.
Yeah, he's not listening to... He might have. Rakim might be Obama's when I be on the mic. I could see him like, yo, I love that. Remember that Rakim one when I was in high school?
Do you think he's sending subs or making a political statement by putting Wyclef and Lauryn Hill, Guantanamera? I could never pronounce that.
Guantanamera?
That's from the Carnival album, right?
I believe so.
I could never pronounce that. But do you think that is a political statement about Guantanamo Bay?
That's a good eye. I'm
just shooting the shit right now.
I'm not mad at that being it. That looks like it could definitely be some type of correlation there between Guantanamo Bay and Guantanamera. Absolutely.
I cannot imagine Obama like just chilling in his home office to last. Like, it's really throwing me.
I believe that he put most of this together. I'll be honest with you.
Y'all are sick.
Maybe I'm just a far left Democrat piece of shit, but I think my president listens to this music.
He's definitely not listening to
it. And I think he's young and hip.
I'm going to tell you the one. The Spinners, Mighty Love, that's him. 100%. Al Green, I Can't Get Next to You. That's Obama. Definitely him. We know the ones that's him.
It's probably Michelle's playlist too.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michelle definitely up there. She definitely put the Tim's joint on there. You know, Michelle. You know, she went to Tim's. She went to Beyonce.
The internet's on there.
You don't think he chose Die Hard by Kendrick?
I think he listens to Kendrick Lamar.
He definitely listens to Kendrick.
I don't know. This is an interesting playlist though. Interesting. Is this the second one that he's done?
No, he's been doing this for years. Since he was president, I think. I just want him to just not give a fuck. I know the Democrats are in hot water right now, so he can't really go over the line. 2023, just put fuck the police. End of
that'd be crazy.
Pop the playlist off with fuck the police.
Now, we're going to have a different conversation if that ends up on a Barack. That will be his last playlist. Let me let y'all know that right now.
Give me something from Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted. Like, just something.
Shout out to all the artists that made this list, though. This has to feel good as an artist to make.
Think fucking Fonte's on there. That's amazing.
Summertime, summer playlist. Like, that's just a stat that you can just live with forever. Like, I made Barack Obama's summer playlist.
Do you think I'll make it next year? No.
Listen, man, you never know.
Shoot,
don't sell yourself short, kid.
I'll talk to the label and see what type of payola it takes.
Wow.
Well, Barack, if you really want to up your playlist spins and you know, shake the household up a little bit, add this Pressurelicious Meg Thee Stallion record on there. Because the way that shit was knocking in here earlier, Rory.
Before we get into that, you know how, like, you guys tried to get Flex to play, I forgot what Jay-Z song it was, with the champagne bottles, and you made the little basket for him?
Y'all?
Yeah, y'all.
Definitely tied the ribbon on the basket.
I had nothing to do with that fruit basket, but go ahead.
What if, like, because Obama still does, like, speeches and shit, right?
Yeah.
He'd be in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
What if, like, we just followed Obama with, like, a basket and, like, my single in it and just tried to give him...
With just oranges?
Just the single?
No, we put champagne in it. Whatever Maul put in the one for Flex,
okay,
for Reasonable Doubt.
Oranges? Just to get you on a Barack Obama
plate. Yeah, to see if he'll, like, he'll take it as payola. And, like, we could line the bottom with $5,000 in cash. Like, play it if you like it.
He definitely needs that. He definitely needs that $5,000. Giving Barack Obama money to just add your song to a playlist, you know how fucking crazy that is?
Streams go up.
Absolutely.
There you go. See?
I'm sorry. You were talking about the Meg Thee Stallion record.
Meg Thee Stallion featuring Future.
Yep.
Pressurelicious. Rory, you played this earlier. I didn't hear it until you played it. And we were talking about how you felt like the song had come and gone. It came out. People didn't seem like they were supporting it or playing it.
Granted, I haven't really been out since, so it could be
going crazy.
And I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It feels like a strip club record. I've not been to the strip club allegedly since this came out. So it could be going crazy.
Allegedly.
I just kind of think for a record that is this good, it was weird that more people aren't talking about
it. This is a really good record. The beat is fucking crazy. Who produced this?
It is Hit Kid and Payday.
Hit Kid and Payday. This beat is crazy. I do think that this record is going to be big. Anytime you have Future on a record with that type of bass and those drums, that trap drum, I mean, it's almost a cheat code at this point. And then
Hit Boy has to diss Hit Kid. That's gotta happen.
And make hits.
I ain't even put that together.
And you got a diss payday because you guys were signed to payday before.
Mm. You know what's funny? Like, I'm see, if my name was Hit Kid and I'm a producer, I have to change my name.
You could sign to Hit Kid because you make all the hits, kid.
Right.
Y'all let Drake get that off. You've yelled that in a club before. And the DJ took all the music down, so you now, so, see, yeah, you so know, we can hear y'all yell it.
See, this is what I don't like about Rory. Rory, you stood filter. Next to me. You stood next to me at an entire Drake concert and got mad because I wasn't doing anything. And now you're telling me that you think that I screamed, I should probably sign the hit, boy, because I got all. You think I screamed that at one point?
Yeah,
in my life?
I think you looked up in the air too.
I have never screamed that, man. I have never. Yo, what did that? What did Boy Wonder play? He kind of remixed it during their verses. Boy Wonder and Hit-Boy. He remixed that part. I should probably sign a Hit-Boy because I got... Boy Wonder was playing his version of that. But I forgot what Drake said.
I should sign a Boy Wonder because...
You make all the boys.
I thought, yeah. What? I didn't want to go there. But I couldn't think of any other bar besides the one she just said. Just,
oh, so y'all were like in sync on that
I didn't
thought.
Want to say it, but that's the only scheme I could think
what
of.
He was thinking. That's what I was like.
Why would you have such nasty thoughts?
I wouldn't know how to flip Boy Wonder other than that in that line.
All right. Well, I forgot how it went, but that was funny that Boy Wonder kept playing that during their verses.
I think, I think he just, the drop was, I should sign a Boy
I
Wonder.
Got all the hits, boy. I don't know.
But they got know. They he has a Drake has that thing where he says Boy Wonder, I swear it's like this every single time before that song he has with Wayne, if I'm not mistaken. It's old though.
Like, we're gonna find it. We'll find drop. It.
Don't say you haven't yelled. Like, what are some of the greatest drops? Shorty Low, what's the record? They know. Shout out, big up to all my haters. You definitely bigged up all your
big
haters
up
in the club.
To all my
yeah, you've definitely
yeah,
bigged.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's when it was a nasty time, Rory. I was in the clubs every night. Just doing things I shouldn't have been doing, for sure. I definitely screamed that before.
Did you keep your hands up because you were still winning? And they stayed there? And they stayed there?
More,
and they stayed there?
I never... See?
With the this, hand up.
Yeah. You might have even inhaled. They were like...
See, this the things that y'all think I'll be doing, win. It's just crazy. They stay there. Like, no, I'm not. My hands don't just stay in the air.
You no. definitely did the balling.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely, yeah.
We did that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We had to
support terrible gym. Form, too.
Yeah, we had to support Jim. What'd you want us to do, man? We had to support Jim.
You ever, my favorite thing when people used to do that, like, yo, you gotta tuck your elbow. Keep the elbow tucked.
Well,
it's a right
get,
angle.
Did you get that dirt off your shoulder?
I
never did that.
Definitely.
I was never cool enough.
I never did that.
I was maybe 12 when that came out, and I felt really uncomfortable because I wasn't cool enough. I looked like a fucking nerd
dusted,
if I did that.
Yeah, I never dusted the dirt off my shoulders.
Because it's not a real dust. It's more like a light push.
That's a light
I had a lint
push.
Roller, so I didn't need to do that.
I'm going
to
lightly push you down your steps. That's right. That's what's going to happen in a minute because I'm sick of everybody's shit, man.
Did you just threaten a female coworker with violence?
Yes.
My lawsuits are building up with this company.
But yes, what's the Meg record? I feel weird saying it. It's a great fucking record.
It's a really good record. I like the record a lot. I'm guessing it's going to be a hit. Amongst the exotic dancers. They don't like to be called strippers, I think, right?
Yeah, no.
You just say dancers.
Or they just like dancers.
This is going to be a hit among the dancers. Got to be. The beat is too... It's that, you know, you gotta throw ass when that come on. You have to. Mm-hmm.
And she's been doing a market... She did like a Instagram reel or somebody did like a compilation of her in the strip
club. It's called a visualizer.
You let her know, Rory.
My bad, record label Rory. They created a visualizer of her in the strip club with the song in the background, and she was throwing like money on strippers. So they're very obviously trying to make it a strip
of course
club,
absolutely
market
you got
it
to.
As that
it's a hard record. Shout out to Meg, shout out to Future.
I mean, I love Future's verse. I wasn't expecting the second verse, but it did make sense when he just went straight to the Adderall bars for the second verse. And I was like, oh, he's on Adderall. He wants to shut the fuck up. Because I think one verse would have been fine. And he's talking about fucking on Adderall. I fucked on Adderall before. It's not that great.
Adderall, it keeps you alert. Focus helps you focus. Am I correct?
For people with ADHD.
So
I need that shit.
If you take that and try to have sex, it doesn't make you focus on the task at hand?
I think for some people, and never me.
Ever.
But I think it may affect... you getting hard for some people.
Oh, that's why I never
but that would never happen to me.
Yeah.
What?
I took two perks my entire life.
Yeah.
Never again.
I've never taken a perk. I'm a fucking, perk. I'm a fucking loser.
I had a crazy toothache one time. Only toothache I've ever had in my life. I took half a perk. That shit made me nauseous. I can't take medicine like medication like that. And then the other time I took a perk, I couldn't get hard.
Damn.
Wait, aren't perks supposed to help though?
Man, listen.
You was just sitting there flicking it.
That shit was like, I'm talking gummy.
Why would you give that visual?
That shit was like a gummy worm. Like I couldn't get no blood to my lower extremities. It was crazy.
Nothing is more humbling on earth. Yeah. I think that might be the number one most humbling thing on earth.
You know how you know when you're getting older? Like you walk around after sex, you don't care what your shit look like.
Oh no, I stopped caring about that a long time ago.
A certain age, it's like, man, I'm not looking for my underwear. Fuck out of here. Like,
no.
You're gonna see this nasty ass butt. You're gonna see this little ass shriveled up. Just got abused penis of mine.
Damn.
Yeah. Sensitive too.
Yeah. It's still leaking. You know.
I'm sorry, Damaris.
I'm sorry you have to hit it. Close your eyes.
Horny cat.
Still want to hear it. Yeah, close your eyes.
Bingo.
You should ever get so sensitive after you nut that you squirm a little bit and you kind of like, yeah. Yo, stop.
Oh, yeah. Women love to see you in that. Women, yeah. That,
it's
women
so vulnerable.
Crazy. Yeah. Women, the things women like to see us go through is crazy.
They like power us trip. In pain.
Shout out to West Side Gun.
What a transition.
Oh, it's West Side's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, man.
Shout out West Side Gun. Happy birthday.
Did you call him and leave like a voicemail of singing?
No, I'm gonna send him a voice note and just yell boom, boom, boom. He's going to know that means happy birthday. That's happy 40. Birthday, West Side Gun.
Got you.
40, happy 40th birthday, awesome. West Side Gun.
That's a big one.
One of the hardest working men in hip hop. The things he's been able to do over the last few years for his city, his label, his imprint, his crew, his brothers, has been amazing to watch.
Is this your birthday dinner speech?
No, it's just
I'd say less.
No, you got to give West Side Gun some love, sure. Man. He's been able to accomplish a lot of shit. In the industry, doing it his way.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to salute that. So happy birthday, West Side Gun.
Happy birthday.
Wherever you at, boom, boom, boom for me, man.
Hey.
Oh, they're both 82, Conway and...
Conway's 82 years old?
No, 1982.
No, they're born in 82. Oh, my
Lord. I love Hood Twins, man. Same year, just a few months apart.
Yeah. Meek Mill tweeted... something to us, like to us. Yeah, to us.
I mean, yeah. Well, I don't follow him, but yeah. to the world.
We Meek Mill tweeted something to us. Meek says, 10 tapes independently starting September. New music dropping August 18th, the day my dad died, rest in peace, is when I start wilding again. I'm not dropping albums on Friday either.
Why didn't you say purple devil emoji?
That's a good point.
You wanted me to just say purple devil emoji?
Yeah.
You wanted me to look at you like the purple devil emoji?
I don't want you to look at me like that at all.
Yuck.
That's gross.
Meek has said that he's going to deliver 10 projects independently without label backing starting in September, but fans shouldn't expect the tapes to arrive as part of the traditional Friday release cycle. I mean, listen, man, as you can release when you want, how you want, independent, with the machine behind you or not, the bottom line is the music has to be good.
That's really all I care about in this entire
thing. All I care about. Especially as long as the music is great, Meek. We rolling, we behind you, we downloading, but the music has to be good.
Especially at the volume of 10 projects before the year is up.
Yeah, that's a lot of music. That's a lot of work. But hey, I mean, if Meek probably has a lot done already, lot recorded that he's ready to just release and put out.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, you know, this works in his favor and we get some good music from Meek.
Yeah, and I'm happy he's independent, but I'm with you. Like, this is all cool, and I'm glad Meek is releasing music. I'm glad he's releasing it independently, but is it good?
Mm-hmm.
That's really all I'm at with it. And if you have so much music, I don't think that necessarily means just put it all out.
Yeah.
I know he's been sitting for a minute. He's been wanting to put stuff out. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was done with his album and was working on other shit before it even came out. So I'm sure he's sitting on a hard drive with a shit ton of music. Doesn't necessarily mean that all of it needs to be released, so I just hope he's choosy in these 10 albums.
And I feel like Meek has a lot to talk about as well.
I agree.
He has a lot of things to address, probably a lot of things he wants to make clear and get out to the public, and you know, things that people have been saying and the whispers and everything. He wants to address everything. I think that he has a lot of content to write from.
I just hope it's no Khalees samples on there.
Or if it is, at least, you know, call her and let her know she's been paid.
Because she's like the Marvin Gaye estate. Yeah.
Khalees is like the Marvin Gaye estate.
Is she not?
I mean, she's trying to be, for sure. Mm. She's giving Beyonce hell about this record.
Right? What have you been watching? Because we got to get out of music.
I've been watching P-Valley. I've been watching The Boys on Amazon. Really good show if you haven't started that. I watched the first episode last night. And that's it as far as like TV. And I've been watching a lot of old shit. I mean, I'm trying to watch. I've been watching documentaries. I watched The Girl in the Picture. We spoke about that. Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
The Girl in the Picture, I mean, I don't want to say good because it's a crazy fucking story, but it was interesting. You're going to watch it all the way through.
Damaris was trying to watch
crazy
that
fucking story.
Damaris was trying to watch that while we were having lunch together.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you got to watch that. You got to be like in the bed alone. Mm-hmm. So you could be like, what the fuck? You're going to say what the fuck about 19 times for sure. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever make a move? Like, and we know the stereotypical like Netflix and chill shit. Can you make a move during A Girl in the Picture?
Hell yeah.
No.
What you mean?
No, just man. Beat it. Why are you horny in this?
He didn't watch it, so he doesn't even know.
I mean, just put the movie on, and you don't watch it at all.
Yeah, but sometimes you're horny, so you just put something on to make the move.
Yeah,
consensually, you fucking.
But then when you get pulled into the dock, you're like, this is fucking crazy.
Why? My back is turned to the TV by that point.
Well, you're just a horny devil, and you need to fucking just calm your loins.
Horny purple
like, that's,
devil.
That's your problem.
Wait, hold on. Your first move. As your back to the TV,
yeah.
That's a sick first
you
move.
You know the position he's in. He's ready to eat.
You're not even doing a knee touch?
A knee touch?
Like, you're not even trying to ease into it?
Fam, when your back is to the TV, I know what you're trying to do.
Right.
You're trying to munch.
Ass tooted?
Munch. Yeah, of course you're trying to crunch and munch. You know what he's doing.
Okay, The Girl in the Picture is Mexican. What else are you watching, Mom?
Or not watching.
With your back turned.
Munching.
I said
with
P-Valley. I'm not really
with Munchie.
Just P-Valley and The Boys on Amazon.
The Boys and P-Valley? You've been watching?
Well, we got to be careful. We're going to separate the two.
I'm saying. The
commas?
It's P-Valley.
Quotation mark ends, comma.
End.
Specifically, The Boys.
No. P-Valley is a show. One
I'm
show.
Away, yeah. Right.
And then The Boys is another
in
show
P-Valley.
On Amazon.
The Boys from P-Valley. Got you. Okay. I just want to make sure I understood clearly.
Got you, yeah.
I'm catching up on old shit too. How come no one ever told me The Morning Show was the greatest series ever?
The Morning Show?
And I felt so fucking dumb because apparently it won mad Emmys.
It's got
the cast is crazy.
Oh yeah. Jennifer Aniston.
It's Steve loosely yeah. based on Matt Lauer being handsy.
Yeah.
But obviously it's a different plot.
No,
it's so fucking good.
Really?
It's a really I could not believe I didn't know this existed.
Well, Steve Carell is you know.
Carell.
Steve Carell.
Yeah. Carell.
Steve Carell. Steve Carell. Steve Carell. Mm. Yes. One of my favorite actors.
My favorite.
Comedians.
Since I guess it's out, I'm not really like ruining stuff, but after he gets fired for being handsy and shit, he goes to someone else that's a director that had been canceled for being handsy, and they like want to do a documentary about the men that were canceled. And
wait, the men that were canceled want to do a documentary about themselves?
Yeah, and like with other men.
About,
like,
yo, we've been
like,
canceled.
Yo, bro, come on. We ain't do shit.
Okay.
And the director starts naming off the people he wants in it. And Steve Carell's face of the ability not to read a room. He's like, I think Cosby should be our first one. Carell's like, I don't think I should have came here.
I got to check that out.
Really good. I think
I've seen trailers for it. I've seen, you know, people talking about it, but I never. It's so much. It's just a lot. The moment you lock in on something, it's like something else is out.
Mm.
And we talked about this before. And then you just forget to go back to that. There's so many shows that I've watched like 3 seasons and now it's on season 6.
Yeah.
This
one I think is just 2 seasons. I just started it. So I don't know if it's ended at season 2 or it's going to be renewed. Oh, click that. Will there be a season 3 of The Morning Show?
I mean, it says to present, so I'm assuming, yeah, it hasn't been canceled yet.
Oh, it's lit then.
Oh, yeah. So the show lasted longer than... Oh, never mind. I get it. Never mind.
Then who?
No, it was a bad joke. Don't worry about it. Season 3, on the way. It says it. Season 3 is on the way.
Yeah, season 3 is on the way.
I felt betrayed by Matt Lauer.
Why?
Because I grew up in a white family, and we watched Good Morning America every morning. He was like a second father to me.
He was your second father?
Yes, Eden. That's exactly what he was. Matt Lauer was Rory's second father, if you didn't know
I
that.
I only have one.
And Al Roker was that crazy uncle.
With the weather.
So he's talking about it's going to rain.
In your neck of the woods.
So he's talking about rain.
And I didn't like Al, you're in these neck of the woods. Tell me. Don't send me to someone else. Mm. Just look outside.
Right. It was something else that was the Elvis Presley movie is out.
Okay.
Yes.
I was not going to watch it. I was not going to support it only because I feel like if you know the history of Elvis Presley, you know, they stole a lot from a lot of African-American artists. So I just didn't want to support this. But it seemed to be doing pretty well. I think it said it made $210 million globally at the box office.
Yeah, like an $85 million budget.
Mm-hmm. $85 million to film it. $120 million domestically it grossed. So obviously people are watching it. People are supporting it, but this isn't a movie that, and I like Tom Hanks is in this. He's one of my favorite actors, and I wanted to support it, but I'm just not interested in the Elvis Presley story.
So much of Elvis is like the epitome of you had to be there, I think. Because like, you know, I'm not like a huge Beatles fan, but I get it. I understand why people love the Beatles right. Shit. Elvis, I look back, I'm like, your dance moves stink. Your rendition of the music you stole stinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your voice is annoying. And I say this in a very sexually comfortable area. You're not good looking.
Okay.
You kind of look like an idiot to me. Like, look at your stupid, dumb, drunk face.
Is that the idiot face? No, I think the ladies liked Elvis.
Yeah, I guess I can see it in that era, but I guess you had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there.
Because this is one of those where I'm like,
Elvis had bitches, Rory. You had to be there.
This music is not good.
Yeah, no, Elvis had all the hoes. You had to be there, Rory. You wasn't there.
Drake got to do more slaps than Elvis.
You said he has to?
He has to add that to it more. With Hit Kid.
Oh, for sure.
With Hit Kid, he has to do. I have more slaps than Elvis Presley.
But yeah, it looks like it's doing well. Maybe I'll wait for it to stream. I don't know, but I'm definitely not going to the box office to see this.
What about Nope?
Nope. I'm hearing mixed reviews about Nope. I'm hearing some people say it's the worst movie they've ever seen.
Oh, come on.
I'm hearing some people say it's okay, and I'm hearing some people saying they loved it. I don't know what to take from that.
I'm in the middle.
You saw it.
I saw it.
What do you think?
I'm in the middle. It's not like a super, it's like more of like a psychological, there's an actual like conflict and whatever, but it's not super scary or super, we're past the generation of scary films, honestly.
There's really? No, you think so?
Hell yeah. What's the last scary film you watched?
Hereditary I liked.
Oh, but I mean, they're creepy. Like, I loved Hereditary and Midsommar.
So wait, what's the difference between creepy and scary? Like jumpy shit?
Yeah, because basically...
Well, you sure you didn't just get older, Eden?
True. Yeah, but then like, this is like an R-rated movie.
Real life
movie.
Has scared you.
Right. This is an R-rated movie. Like, you know, isn't it supposed to go hard?
Horror movies, how long are we going to follow the same blueprint for horror movies?
Like, Mom, when you saw Frankenstein the first time, didn't it freak you out?
Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Are you an Elvis fan? Have you seen Frankenstein? How old are you?
Frankenstein? You think I watched Frankenstein the movie? No, I did not watch Frankenstein.
Did you binge the Addams Family this weekend?
Frankenstein? No, I didn't watch Frankenstein. No.
So we'll see. People said that The Exorcist was scary.
I thought it was.
Maybe it's because
it's a lot of movies.
I think it's because I'm Catholic.
You know, yeah, I was gonna say.
That's sick.
Puts a lot of fear into
that's
you.
Sick. Annabelle is like one of those movies where I'm like, I would have kicked the shit out that little doll.
Chucky. Yeah, that type of stuff. Yeah.
Child's Play. Like, you look at that shit now, you're like, I cannot believe I was scared of this shit.
What's the one, the nun comes
Child's
out of the
Play
painting?
Child's Play is Angry Ted, by the way.
Nun comes out of the painting.
Oh, God. It's sort
of
new.
Nun comes out of a painting?
It's a series of scary movies.
The Conjuring?
The Conjuring was great. Yeah, I was scared of The Conjuring.
But you know what's...
The first Conjuring was such a really good... Like, a lot of times scary movies aren't good movies. Like, they don't have good stories. The Conjuring is my favorite scary movie because it has such a good story. Like, it's a good movie.
That's why I thought Hereditary... Hereditary just had an ill, like, plot.
A lot of these scary movies, though, they're only scary at the moments because if you think about it, it's just the sudden noise of the music.
Hmm. It's like, boom. Oh, for sure. How it's scored, yeah.
But if you mute that shit and you watching it, you're not scared of that
nah,
shit.
Have you ever watched
dumbass doll?
Yeah, you're like, get the fuck out of it. It's just the fucking sudden music that
jump scares.
Like, yeah, like, what the fuck
did
is
you watch Hereditary?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hereditary is fire.
I feel like that you could definitely watch Vision. You're like, what the fuck?
I feel like the one that the animals could hear. What was the name of that?
The animals could hear.
Is it Quiet Beat.
A Quiet Place.
Quiet Place. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, the John
that
Krasinski
was that when I was watching A Quiet Place and Shorty stepped on that nail and, had,
and she couldn't and scream.
Oh, yeah, she was in labor. I felt that in my whole body.
When she stepped on a nail while in labor?
Yeah. She was in labor, was trying to creep, stepped
women are strong,
bro. Whole nail went through her
foot. Talk about a way to resent your baby mother.
Yeah. No, it was. I like A Quiet Place. I like the second one, too. The second one was really good.
I think Insidious 2 is probably the movie that scared me the most. Of
all those is not Nope. Nope is like...
What's the plot of Nope?
Basically, an alien, potential alien in the clouds.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
What's about the plot?
Yeah,
plot is a spoiler alert.
There's a being in the sky.
There's a trailer that was put out weeks ago on this movie.
There's a being in the sky that is sucking up things. What is it? Why
it's
is
a
it?
Being in the sky?
Yeah.
Oh, a Superhead.
Yeah. That's where I was going to go with it.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that tape already. Yeah. It wasn't that great.
I'm not rushing to see this. I like Key and Peele, but as far as Jordan Peele's movies, I don't think they're good.
Get Out was awesome, but
Get Out was a happy mistake.
Well, what do you mean?
Damn, that's what you got to say about Get Out?
I think he made...
Well, we're not
having all right, if you take away the plot, I get the plot being very good as far as what it represents and everything, but it's just a shitty put-together movie to begin with. Just how it's shot, it looked like it was supposed to be a mockery, and I think that's what he's a comedian. I think he made a mockery... And everyone took it seriously, and it blew up. Like, he made that to look like a terrible, low-budget, almost like how Scary Movie used to make fun of movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that was his intention. And it was not received that way. It was received as this amazing plot and this amazing representation of everything, especially at that time.
Yeah, it was just a different way of filming, I think.
I'm not wording it properly, that. And that's bad for a podcaster, but I do think it was a happy mistake. I don't think how it was received was what Jordan Peele went out and set out to do. I think he set out to make a low-budget,
like
mockery,
almost,
shitty movie, and no one received it that way. Which, I mean, listen, he made a shit ton of money. I mean, like, can't be mad at him at all. It went crazy and people liked it. I didn't like it. I thought it was just a poorly put together movie.
And this is the one where the black guy was in the house. Mm-hmm. I just think that it was the way of filming, like with people just standing there, eyes wide open, tears falling out. It was just like, we were just like, what the fuck is this?
Like, I think it was making fun of how white people make slavery movies. Like, I think he was mocking them.
I mean, I think that is the point. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah. The point is to mock scary movies, but then also have like a political.
But no
appeal.
One took it as a mockery. I think everyone took it as a very serious scary movie. And I'm like,
from knowing him, from Mad TV and all that jazz, I wouldn't even take any of that serious.
Either way, I don't know if I'm gonna watch Nope though.
I would wait.
All right, so there you go.
And quickly go back to Elvis. I think all the older women that call these young girls fast and hussies and thirsty and all that. Have you ever seen those bitches in the 60s when the Beatles landed or when Elvis came
crazy
on Johnny Carson? They lost their fucking mind. They were thirsty as fuck. They was running trying to scream. No, y'all were thirsty. Yeah, it's not these girls.
The style of thirsty back then was because these women had on dresses down to their ankles.
And they were lifting them.
Yeah, I mean.
There was no iPhones. You don't know the moment this camera came off.
What do you mean? We don't need a...
These bitches got naked immediately for George and Ringo.
And John.
Getting naked for Ringo is fucking crazy.
He was a drummer.
Look. Fucking these look screaming. Like... look not
at
getting
that's
naked.
Thirsty.
That's how I'll be looking at
no, that's
funny.
Thirst, but they're not, you know... They're not naked. Right.
These chicks, at least Lil Baby takes them to Turks. These chicks at Shea Stadium ready to lose their mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going crazy, too.
See, this is when you kept the groupies in that place. Yeah, you go to the bleachers and sit there and wait. Now it's like they ride to the event with the artist.
They got binoculars.
Yeah, that's how far.
None of these chicks on OnlyFans own binoculars.
That's how far you used to put the groupies away from you. Put them all the way in the bleachers. If you want to see me, get the binoculars. Now they front row, courtside.
I just think some of these older women were just
thirsty. She tried to jump over.
That little hussy.
Yeah, you saw her? She tried to, look.
You so old.
Look at her. What is she doing?
All these harlots.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Just she was asleep. You saw that one?
Yeah, she had enough. She was like, I don't have a shot with Ringo.
Back in the day,
none of these chicks broke the barricades at Rolling Loud to get to little TJ. I'm just trying to think of a young artist. These chicks was breaking the barricades at Johnny Carson just to be near Elvis's hips.
Damn.
Well, this is, these are the Beatles. They were the real deal.
So was Elvis. I think he stinks, but
what artists would y'all have been like a groupie for back in the day?
MJ.
Back in the day?
MJ, no. I would have been the bitch getting carried out on a stretcher when he came up from the floor.
I mean, I've admitted.
Michael Jackson is, you can't, I mean, everybody would have been stunned if they saw Michael Jackson in person. That's just one of those figures that's just like larger than life. But below like a Michael Jackson type of artist?
Every artist?
No, I mean like not Mike. Oh, everybody would have fucking fainted if Mike walked in the room. I don't know.
Rory definitely threw
know.
His pants.
I mean, I don't know. Maul pepper sprayed R. Kelly, so you got to think he doesn't really care.
I was listening
about
pepper spray.
He doesn't get flustered around artists the way I do with Kevin
Hart.
I
saw the future. I knew what he was doing. That was payback.
Yeah, all right. What y'all doing this weekend?
I saw the video, nigga.
Nasty fuck. Eden definitely tried to make a move while watching Surviving R. Kelly.
What's wrong with you?
Like, it's just he's nasty.
Why is that put on me?
Why you gotta take?
First of all, I have my back turned.
Yes, because you're always trying to crunch.
Eating
crunch.
Pussy to Surviving R. Kelly is fucking insane.
Is it?
Yes. If you're asking, it is. It's fucking crazy.
We're not gonna debate it.
Yeah.
But I've been on record saying Chili was my first crush. How old is Chili now?
She's 50.
Probably in her 50s.
51.
And I'm getting to that age now. Like 32, I feel like you could date. Woman in their 50s.
Absolutely. And a woman in her 50s would love to date a 32-year-old man.
I just don't want to make the mistake that J. Cole made, because I know he was tight. He said he was too old for Nia Long, and then she went on whatever.
Like, no, you ain't. Like,
you're not. So, yeah. Chili, just to let you know, I'm 32, and I don't think you're too old.
Chili, he's 32. He can't go out in the sun. He has allergies.
He's afraid of bugs.
Gotta give it a good shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I was about to say, I love Dallas Austin's music. Shit. I think he's a phenomenal producer.
And
I love the Confessions album.
You know what?
There goes your shot at Chili.
Gone.
Forever. The Mega Millions is at $1.3 billion. I don't know if any of you can use that or not.
I mean, that'd be nice.
I think that you should play. $1.3 million. I think this is the third. $1.3 billion, excuse me. $1.3 billion. I believe this is the third largest jackpot in Lotto history. Maybe.
Jesus.
Just for shits and giggles, if you guys won,
yes.
What would you do?
Well, what would you do?
Yeah, if someone's at home
crying all alone because he's hungry, and the only way to feed him was to sleep with a man for a little bit of money, and his daddy's gone. So you're smoking rock now, in and out of lockdown. You ain't got a job now.
Well,
$1.3 billion would help that. Huh?
Yeah.
it'll get rid of all of that.
For you, this is a good time. For me, this is what I call real life.
$1.3 billion. Oh man, that's I don't know, man. That type of money, you literally can wake up and just do whatever the fuck you're thinking about.
So that's why I'm asking you. What would you? Would you continue to pop?
Disappear.
Continue to pod? Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll keep on. I'll definitely keep on.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
That'd be the craziest pod in ever.
Yeah, I would live in Monte Carlo for 2 months, pod from there. Absolutely. Travel the world in this pod. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
Yeah, 1.3. I can't fuck this up by myself. I got to say, I'm a fucking legend. I got everybody going to be like, yeah, I'm going to talk about me 100 years after I'm gone. Like, he hit that jackpot, and nigga, we saw the world. Like, every corner. We touched every corner of every beach, every ocean, every lake. We saw it. Absolutely. $1.3 billion is a lot of money. But yeah, good luck to whoever's playing. I know I played. I hope y'all played.
Rory, what would you do?
I'm so paranoid. What Eden just Googled.
Yeah.
I want to know what the taxes are.
Yeah, 25%. Up to 25%. An additional 13% held within state and local.
Yeah, so it's like 37%
or something like that. If you get to love, so
up to 30%. Yeah,
fan. Like,
you know, like,
take that 700 and eat shit. I don't care. Give me the other half of that.
Yeah.
I'm cool. What I'm complaining about?
I'll take 10 million. Fuck it.
Are you kidding me?
I'll probably invest around 300, 200 million of it.
No, you won't.
You know you wouldn't.
You ain't investing no 300 million. Nothing. If you win 500 million, because if you take the lump sum, you get half basically. So you walk away with 600 million. Mm-hmm. You're going to invest 50% of that into what?
Apple.
NFTs? Fucking.
I'm gonna buy the letter NFNT.
I will call Loyana and have a conversation. I will call Loyana.
Oh, no, absolutely. You need a. Oh, you gotta have a financial person behind that. Like, they know
if y'all won the Mega Million. Yo, Loyon is going to be the happiest person out of this entire
Loyon will never speak to me again if I win this $1.3 billion. Really? I am going to the fucking oldest.
Look at you switching up on Loyon.
Why? Yeah.
Wow.
No, I mean, I would let Loyon know, like, hey, listen, taxes are looking great on this side, but I got everything in order. I would still talk to Loyon, but he wouldn't be handling
it. He could come on the yacht?
Yeah, like, he could come hang out. He wouldn't know what my account is holding. Are you kidding me? Hell no. Loyon from the Bronx. He still got that Bronx shit in him.
That's true.
He might try to line me. I ain't stupid. Listen, let me tell you something about them Bronx niggas. I'm a Bronx nigga. I know. They'll line you. They'll be like, yeah, nah, son, good to see you. You doing your thing. Yeah, I know. 10 niggas outside all of a sudden in 2 parked cars.
So we shouldn't tell you if we win, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, don't tell me. Just text me and say, hey, things have changed.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
I want to go in a different direction.
Yeah. Things have changed. We know what I'm saying. We know we don't want to see you no more. Like, we out. Man, send me some shit like that.
The government needs to let us know if they taxing 37% of that $1.3 billion.
Where's it going?
What'd you do with that?
Yeah.
Why is there a pothole on the street?
Right.
Nah, if you want to disappear with Hoffa, you ask those questions. That's up to you.
He's buried right there.
Yeah. yeah, man, but $1.3 billion. Play the Mega Millions tonight. Good luck if you do. If you hit and you're listening to this show, I think that we are owed at least 10% of that. So yeah, man,
because we told him about the lotto.
Absolutely. Give us 10%. Throw us a little 10% on that.
Let's see. Ed's about to do the lottery tax calculator. This is cool.
Well, I can't.
You're really bad at
this. Shit sucks because I can't even fucking put a decibel over here, but whatever.
Is that 1 million?
You just have to put a 3 there.
No, that's what I'm doing. Oh, well, didn't do
it. He doesn't know. He put 10.10 billion.
I just got to this country.
Is that a billion? All right, there we go. 1.3.
So 25% federal, 8.82% state. So that means you would get 439.
No, you keep 860,000. 860 million.
Yeah, you're given about 500.
God damn.
Yeah. Take it.
You could take that.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
You could take that 500
million. Man, take that shit.
So now let me ask y'all. Would y'all take it all at once?
Yes.
Or year by year.
Yes.
So everyone says to do the year by year shit. I believe it was Mark Cuban was like, man, take that fucking money.
Yeah, I'll just take that shit.
Give me that lump sum. Y'all not going to send the ninjas to take me out and head tap me so I don't see my check next year. Nah, we not doing
There's
that.
Some clause for my grandkids when they owe them. Like, hey, the statute of limitations on your lottery ticket.
Give me my lump sum and I'm gone.
Yeah.
That's it. I still keep podding, but it'll be a different backdrop every time y'all see me. They're gonna be like, "Ooh, this nigga moving. He everywhere."
I might jump out of a plane with a mic.
Yeah, I'm doing. Oh, at that point, you're just trying shit. You doing whatever the fuck you want with $860 million. Are you kidding me?
How would the audio be if we jumped out of a plane trying to pod?
We gonna get insane.
Look at Eden already plotting on the high grade equipment.
I'm thinking of the equipment.
Can you imagine Eden trying to hold this equipment next to us, jumping out of the plane?
Test the mic.
He gonna fall.
That's a lot of fucking money, man. They say we're in a recession. They say nobody has money, and then the jackpot is $1.3 billion.
And they taking $500 off the top. They got the nerve to harass me about $1,500.
This is crazy.
Fuck you, IRS.
this is crazy.
Y'all are more than paid.
But yeah, good luck to anybody that's playing. Hopefully somebody hits that really needs it, man. I like to see when people that were just like down and didn't have shit hit. Shit like this, that's what it's about. That's when it's a great thing. Plans for the weekend. Rory, what you into?
Nothing.
Just chilling?
Yeah. Home? Probably chilling.
Are you guys going to come see me at the Locksmith?
Probably not.
Where are you going to be at this weekend?
Oh, sorry.
The Locksmith on Friday.
The Locksmith?
Most open.
Nah, I won't be there.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not coming through there. I can't lie to you. Can't look you in the eyes and lie to you, Eden.
I try to get them.
No plans for the weekend. I was going to go out of town, but my family came up to New York. I didn't know they were going to be here, so I get to see the fam. Just chilling. Hopefully, it's not too hot this weekend.
Well, hopefully not.
Last week was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about the summer. It gets to 97, 98 degrees in
New
York City.
And humid.
Oh. Yeah, it's just, that's too fucking much. Keep us at 80-something. Keep us around 85. I'm cool with that being our summer. How many weeks left in summer? 6, 5?
It's over.
How y'all feeling so far?
Good.
You look great.
Hot. I think this is the best summer of music so far.
You look great, Eden.
You look great.
Saying that, and I'm just like, 2016.
Son, I'm very confused where he's getting
at
with
you like,
son, we had Drake drop, Kendrick drop.
Was it a good Drake drop?
I think it was a good.
Was it a replayable Kendrick drop?
Hell yeah! What you mean?
Okay.
Are you telling me you didn't like the Kendrick?
About music of the summer. Kendrick's album was not a summer album.
I was just stumbling in. Auntie Diaries went crazy. Like,
Yo, listen, man. It's been real talking to y'all. We out of here, man. Be safe this weekend. Have fun. Catch us on Patreon, YouTube, SiriusXM, Stitcher.
You guys are going on tour.
Tour.
Oh, well, yeah, but wait, are we announcing the full to like the non-Patreon people tomorrow?
Sale when this episode drops.
Oh, yeah. Well, shoot. We should put that at the top. All right, we're adding this into the top. This is from the end because we're unorganized. Yeah. We're on tour now. Go get fucking tickets.
Go get your tickets. We're on tour coming to a city near you, hopefully. I believe we're still trying to finalize the LA date.
LA, yes.
Venue. LA and New York for people that are asking.
Yes. Link in bio.
So yeah, we're on tour. We're on the road. I don't like to say tour. We're on the road.
Yeah, it's
doing a couple shows, coming to shake some hands, hug some babies. The meet and greet tickets will be, we're upping Chris Brown on this one, $2,000 since it's two of us.
That's good.
$2,000 for the meet and greet. We're going to have baby shower chairs. We can sit in the chairs like we had a baby shower. Me and Rory will wear Burberry. Make it a great
fucking... $2,000.
We're going to have a great time with this meet and greet thing.
I'm kind of a hoe. I'll do anything for $2,000.
That's so nasty.
Like, what you want for $2,000?
That's so nasty.
Yo, I was laughing. Because, after this Chris Brown, those pictures went crazy. Remember when Lil Wayne said she'll suck some dick for some truck fit? And then anytime anyone wore truck fit,
how'd you get that t-shirt?
Yeah. My man Low Key tweeted that he was going to go to Lil Baby and Chris Brown concert. Yeah. And now I feel like men can't say they're going to that show because it's like,
no, you can go to the show.
You're going to go crazy at that meet and greet, aren't you?
No, you can't have no meet and greet picture with Chris Brown. You can go to the show.
I could see Lo and Chris doing like the prom pose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. But then I got questions for Lo.
With some Air Force One.
Yeah, I got questions. I'm like, what you was back there doing? Why you pay $1,000 to meet Chris Brown, bro? Like, imagine that.
Imagine paying $1,000 to do like the dap photo with Chris Brown. Yeah. Like, as a man, like, yo, fan, just.
Yeah, like, but imagine you paid $1,000 and he don't even talk to you. He just like posed for a picture.
Yeah.
You got to fight Chris at that
point.
You got to fight. Like, I paid a stack and you ain't even speak to me?
He going
to
kick your ass.
Oh, yeah. I don't recommend swinging on Chris Brown.
But, anyways.
Yeah, man. We're on the road. Show near you soon. Starting in September. We'll be in the UK in November, I believe. So yeah, check the tour dates. Well, check the show dates. And if we're in the city near you, come out, come kick with us. Have a good time.
And please throw the panties on the stage because I'm going to smell.
No.
Yuck.
2022, we can't have no panties thrown on the stage. They might cancel us for that too.
Or Hanes.
Yeah. Well, man, you can throw a do-rag on stage for Rory.
Ew.
Can't wear a do-rag.
You can wear a do-rag.
They'll cancel me if I wear a do-rag.
Really?
Yes.
You think so?
Well, yeah. Because
it's not going to help my hair at all, number one.
Rory can't wear a do-rag? He can get canceled for wearing a do-rag?
I believe it.
Yeah.
You want to try it out?
He's appropriate in our culture.
Oh, then this, we got to, can we put a list together tomorrow for the people that needs to be canceled?
I feel like we just shouldn't even talk about this because I don't want to get canceled.
He's so scared.
I'm terrified.
Rory, would you wear white? Oh my God, your hair would show through.
No, he would get
red. Like a carrot cake.
Get him a red do-rag.
Yeah, it'd be red or purple.
Ew.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, man.
What if I did the two-tone do-rag?
Oh, nah, okay. All right.
If you're going to do it, just do a solid black. Yeah, we're not doing that. But anyway, we out of here.
The cape out? Or I'd have to
cape
tuck
out.
I'd have to tuck the cape?
No, cape out. You got to leave the cape out so they know that.
Can I do it with the fitted?
Nah, just the do-rag with the cape out. That's it.
Remember that like 1 year where people were tying do-rags around their arms? Like, and wrist.
Yes, I do.
Listen, man, it's been real. We're going to get out of here because I don't even want to go down that road. We're doing what?
Oh, no, it's
was
fine.
That at the top?
No, you could.
Oh,
you keep going.
Mm-hmm. Is that Adam 22 with the durag?
Yeah. It looks like it. It kind of actually does look like it.
No, that's not.
That's not Adam 22.
I think it is.
So wrong.
Oh, never mind.
It says uploaded by No Jumper.
Oh, yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
He has a tattoo on his face?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. There's tattoos on his head.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways,
man, it's been
family weekend for you. I'm
family
excited.
Weekend, just chilling, cleaning the house, listening to Beyonce because Rory recommended it.
I recommended. That's why you're gonna listen to Beyonce.
Yeah,
I think you would listen to Beyonce without my recommendation.
No, I mean cleaning the house
as you should.
Cleaning the house,
and you have to clean for your family.
Absolutely.
Do you fear because you have a twin and that's like in your genetics that you're gonna have twins?
Yeah,
yeah, it would scare me.
Is that a fear?
It's not a fear, but I think about it.
And I don't want to put... No, you talked about your nephew. Your sister has one kid. So, like, I feel like you now, by default, would be the one that would have the twins. Because she didn't have twins with her first child.
Or her kids might have twins.
I don't... I'm praying I don't have twins.
Why?
I just don't want that workload.
That's a lot. Yeah, especially on the first one.
Yeah, like God, let me figure out how to do this baby thing for the first time, and then if the second is a set of twins, so be it. I know how to do this thing.
I want twins. I want two babies, but I only want to be pregnant once.
I thought she was about to say, "I want two babies from two different dudes." I was about to be like, "That's not what twins
are." Does the marriage look like the time?
Could be hood twins.
Isn't it Irish twins?
Irish twins are when you are born in the same year, but it's from
your culture is so nasty. Why would they name that?
Irish people fucked a lot. That whole famine happened, bro. We had to get the population back.
The famine.
Yeah, no more potatoes.
All right,
yeah,
man. Listen, we out of here, man. Let's close this thing out.
For like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we out of here. Have fun. Be safe this weekend. Play the Mega Millions, $1.3 billion.
Save us
somebody out there needs it. Good luck. God bless. I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger. Peace.